This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And love and like. It is the 4th of July.
Hello.
Are you celebrating?
Of course, sure, everybody can celebrate today.
Lots of things to celebrate. Crank it up, Kara. What's it like to be living in America for you? I'm Doug Stafford with Kara Schulman here on the 4th of July. What is it like to be living today in America? Today, Monday, the 4th of July. For me, starting my day as I normally do, getting up and getting on the air. And then after I get off the air, I was thinking about this the other day. Somebody said, what are you doing on the 4th? And I said, I'm doing what I have done every year in my memory, not just since I've been doing this radio program, but on the air. I chose, as I got started, for whatever the reason, to be on holidays. The bosses could always count on me. I was one of those guys. I was always willing to work. I always said yes. Need to work? Need somebody on the holiday? Yep, here I am. So I started that way. That was from my work ethic developed on the farm. And then I think about what I do on this day. It hasn't been a different scenario for as far back as I can remember. As a kid, 4th of July, yeah, there was time set aside on the farm for the 4th, maybe a barbecue or a meal or something. But other than that, it's a heyday, literally. I'll be on, as soon as I get off the air, I'll jump on one of my Massey Ferguson tractors. I didn't go look on Facebook. We posted some pictures, and Nicole was going to post some pictures of my grandson Miles on the tractor with me for the first time. I don't know if those have been posted yet. I didn't go over my own Facebook page yet. I posted some things myself, Kara.
Yeah, they're up there, and there's some few pictures of Millie, too, both of them discovering ice water for the first time. They probably saw them yesterday. They're pretty cute.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that, well, that'll generate some conversation as well. But I get on the tractor, and I'll go out. One of my guys will be here. We'll bale 400 or 600 bales of hay over the course of the afternoon and take some time off while the neighbors is having a cookout. So we'll go over there for an hour or so to be neighborly and then back on the tractor probably till about dark. I was out last night until dark mowing. I tedded a field of hay, raked a field of hay, mowed a field of hay, because that's what I do. This time of year is perfect. The weather here has been magnificent. For those of you who are enjoying the weather this week, looks like at least on the east we'll have at least another 3 days. We need the rain, though. Some of the things that I planted earlier in the spring are not growing so well. That's what 4th of July is for me. How about for you? And a lot of reflection. That's why doing this radio program, there's a certain amount of selfish motivation in this because I like to be reflective. I am that sort of a person in real life. What you get here, what you hear is what you get. I'm very reflective, very sentimental. There's a certain amount of the old that doesn't get easily washed away from my system. So when I see the Gallup poll that the news media is touting about today, suggesting that only 52% of Americans are extremely proud to be Americans, I think that that question is confusing and confused. Because, again, I go back to what I was saying earlier, and I've said pretty consistently, we love our country. We don't like the way it's run. We don't like all the rules, the regulations, the nonsense, the government interference. And nowhere is that more obvious than on the American family farm. I can tell you that for sure. And so in my group, I have two social groups, I suppose, maybe the social business groups, because my social groups tend to gravitate to what I do for work. So the radio group is one. Jennifer and Victoria and Richie and Kara and the people that help me put this program on that you never hear. And then the people who I have equal number of people working on the farm who are here. And they they're really pretty focused on what it's like today to be an American. What about celebrating our independence, your independence? There is declining patriotism, however. And, Carol, I think it's in your age group. I don't mean to sound like some old codger, but I think there are fewer people who are your age who don't care about paying attention to what our country is about. A lot of the dissatisfaction, though, the broader dissatisfaction, comes from the way the country is divided, immigration. If I really dig into this poll, the vast majority of those 18-plus who took this poll indicate that they're moderately proud to be Americans, but as they celebrate this year, fewer say they are extremely proud. I guess I would... That's why you take these polls and you sort of split them apart a little bit. I'm extremely proud to be an American, but I'm not proud of some of the things that we're doing. I don't like the altercations that we get into, the wars, if you will. I think we have no business being in Afghanistan. We have no business and never did have any business being in the Middle East. We have no business being in a lot of these places.
Well, that's why I think it's hard to vote that you're extremely proud, because even if the majority of the time you love living here and you like what the country stands for most of the time, extremely proud makes it sound like it doesn't account for any discontent. And I feel like most people are discontent with at least...
Of course they are. Otherwise, there would be no Donald Trump if there wasn't complete discontent in a large group, 60-some-odd percent of the country, that no matter how you slice it, says they would consider voting for Donald Trump because they don't like... It isn't that they like Donald Trump. They don't like what Barack Obama has stood for. They don't like what Hillary Clinton stands for. They don't like what other George Bush... Look, let me go back. I was talking about the past presidents that are still alive. People just don't like what has happened. And yet we have it so good that we don't really go out into the streets and demonstrate, although... It would be good if we had some more of those, I would think. I've looked at the last 3 years of these polls, and the willingness of Americans to say they're extremely proud is less than what it used to be. Part of it is the mix of people. I think a lot of the people who come to this country who aren't born here, some are extraordinarily proud of being here, and some are not. They don't care. They're just here because they know it's an easy place to sort of touch and go, if you know what I mean. So anyway, it's a reflective thing, no question about it. Depends on who you ask. I'm asking you. 888-302-3684. Twitter feed continues live at Good Day Show. I'm going to tell you about something. This is a perfect part of America. I learned about this company, Commercial Real Estate Income Funds, last week. And I thought, okay, I'm going to tell this story as often as I can, because the people who have hired me to do that explain the story to me well. And so I'm going to try to explain it to you well. And maybe if I can do it in 60 seconds, the underscore here, the bottom line is, if you have invested in the treasury, the bond market, and the stocks and that kind of stuff, you're either worried about whether the stock market is going to go up and down, or what the yield is going to be on the bonds, or things. If you put your money in a CD, it's safe, but what do you get out of it? Like 1.5% or something? 2%? So there's an alternative that most of you don't know about, Commercial Real Estate Income Funds. And if you go to the website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, you will see how you can earn 8% guaranteed monthly checks. This is a terrific, terrific opportunity, and I think you should just find out more, if nothing else, at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. I went there yesterday and went through their website to see, because I thought this would be interesting. I'll maybe do this myself. Call 888-444-2012 and find out more. Go to the website today. Maybe if you have some time, you can study what this is all about. See, if you have any money invested in stuff and you're wanting security, then this is the place and the number that you ought to go. Visit the website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or call 888-444-2012 for a guaranteed 8% return on your money. It's about real estate and fluctuations, different property types, that sort of thing. You're the investor.
You get a quarterly profit-sharing distribution once a quarter after you have held the fund for 18 months. Projects get sold, so you participate not only in getting 8%, but you get participation in the actual project when it's sold. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. There's a five-minute video that you can watch that explains it in more detail. So, I would suggest that if you want 8% return, that's probably the bottom line, right? Who doesn't want that? 8% return, and it's guaranteed, it is solid as a rock. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com or call them at 888-444-2012.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive Coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, let's do, in each hour, this is the holiday, so we'll do things differently. Normally, earlier in the morning, I do what I call a 2020 news quiz question, something that I've done over the years. If you've been listening to me for a long time over the years, you're familiar with the concept. I'm going to ask you a question so that by 20 past the hour, we've gotten the question out, so I better hustle. And then by 20 of the hour, get the answer and give me a swell prize. How's that? And then we'll talk about what you're doing for the 4th of July. 888-302-3684. What former U.S. president had a habitual mail-order desire? He was a mail-order buyer, both domestically and in Europe. Who was it? This will surprise you, the answer to this. The choice, we'll make it easy. Pick one of these three: John Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Jimmy Carter. Former U.S. president and habitual mail-order buyer, both domestically and in Europe. It will surprise you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Producing a show just for you on the 4th of July. What musical segment, musical news stories about Prince from just every day of the summer. So today's not unusual. Pair of items from the Purple Rain wardrobe booth sold over the weekend at an auction in L.A. The white ruffle shirt, black and white leather-sleeved blazer from the film, which was made in 1984, sold for $96,000 each. Each. The shirt, $96,000. The blazer, $96,000. The auction, the pre-auction estimate of value for the shirt and the blazer was $6,000 to $8,000. They got $96,000 a piece for the relatives to argue about. Who's going to get that money? Unbelievable. All right, let's see. Madonna in the musical news today. It's the 30th anniversary of Madonna's third studio album, True Blue. At that time, she was in love. She married Sean Penn. She said she named the song in the album after her favorite expression of Penn's True Blue. This is from that album, right? Isn't this True Blue? The biggest hit?
Yeah, this is True Blue. There were a couple other big hits from this album, too.
Papa Don't Preach was in that album, right?
Yeah, and this is... I think when I was younger, I didn't know what this song was about, but this is always one of my favorite songs.
What do you think it's about?
I assumed it was about having a baby.
Yeah.
And not getting an abortion.
Well, yeah, but don't get...
Or not giving it up for adoption.
Be careful. Yeah, just be careful, I think. And it got a lot of attention because of that, in fact. MTV called on fans to create videos for the song. Chose five finalists. The winner took home $25,000 in prize money. By the end of the 80s, Madonna had divorced Sean Penn and stopped performing True Blue in concert. You won't hear it singing. She's not going to sing it anymore. She wasn't bitter, though, necessarily. Interviewer asked her what the words true blue reminded her of, and she answered, romance. So, all right, nothing wrong with romance. The more the merrier. Katy Perry in the musical news today as well. Celebrates becoming the most followed person ever on Twitter. She has 90 million followers. Can we post something so that her followers can... Well, what can we put on her Twitter page so we can become part of that gang, Kara? Follow her with something.
I don't know, but it feels like we really should.
Yeah. Most followed person on Twitter. She retweeted the announcement from Twitter's official account over the weekend. She said, quote, "It's party time at Katy Perry. With 90 million on the guest list, we're going to need a really big dance floor." I mean, she has nearly doubled Kim Kardashian's 46 million followers and casts shade on that little worm Bieber's 83 million followers. Taylor Swift has 79 million followers on her account. Okay. All right, so it's all about who can be number one. The Spice Girls anniversary reunion on hold after Mel C says, "I'm not going back to this." And Victoria Beckham says, "I'm not going back either." So who does that leave? You don't have Mel C, you don't have Victoria Beckham. Who do you got left? Melanie Brown, right?
Yeah, you've got Scary Spice, Ginger Spice, and Baby Spice, I guess.
Really? Huh.
Jen's going to be real disappointed. This is a
Jennifer
little sad
is.
To me, too, yeah.
All right, so we'll have to say this. Jennifer and Victoria are not here today. Holiday time, but Kara's here and Doug's here at 28 past the hour.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Depending, actually, whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, or in Hawaii, where you are listening around the country, on Guam, perhaps, or it's late in the day on Guam, because that's where America's Day begins. And here's that version. I was talking about God Bless America, Kate Smith. You care. As corny as the day is long, but It's just something about this. It gets me sitting up straight in my seat or standing tall. Listen to the words. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. This is our first real foray into understanding our country. From the mountains to the prairies, think about what we have termed richest land and variety. That's what really this song celebrates. God bless. Why doesn't this still have value today? All right, so Kara, what do you think? You ever heard this version of this before?
Yeah, I think that we probably played this one last year.
But yeah, I'm sure we did.
I do like it. And as you were talking about this song, I like it because the imagery that it evokes in your mind. And
yeah,
that's one of my favorite things about the United States, is that you can go all of these different places in the U.S.
Yeah.
and see completely different things.
Such variety. Yeah. Yeah. It really is almost a sacred place. So crank it up. Favorite patriotic song? Give Kara a buzz. Tell her we'll try to work them in as we have our conversation today. It's 4th July and it's 2016. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at 888-302-3684. Those of you who listen to the program with regularity know that I do a 2020 news quiz question in this hour. And the question I asked had to do, I'm trying to do all American questions about our country. I realized that the Citizens United conversation, well, before I do that, let me just say in the last 15, 20 minutes, I've been going back and forth on my Facebook page, looking at things that people have said to me, things that have been posted, and I came across a picture of our president, current president, and the four still living presidents, George Bush the father, George Bush the son, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter. I look at them and I think to myself, what an interesting group. George Bush the father, good, solid, wholesome guy. And he understood how the system worked and worked it for his own betterment and for the betterment of the country, I think, for the most part. Messed up when he talked about taxes and we're not going to have any new taxes and yada, yada. So that's why a lot of people, including me, didn't vote for him in the second term. And then there's Bill Clinton, who for many people represented a far better America in some ways and a far worse America. Interesting. He's a very, I think, troubled soul. I think what happens in our country, we don't always look at everything there is to look at about people. We look at the surface and say, oh, my God, look at what a chiseler he is. Look at how he's worked his former job into this, that, and the other thing. But you know what? There are many good things that came about because he was president. George Bush, the son, there are many things that are distressing and distressful about his time. Iraq certainly is September 11th. There are some good things, though, that are there. I'm sure Jimmy Carter, same thing. What I find most interesting is looking at Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. Now, the four presidents, George Bush, the father, Barack Obama, George Bush, the son, and Bill Clinton, all are standing close together. Jimmy Carter is about 4 feet away from Bill Clinton. I don't know what the event was. the animosity that is felt between Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton. I don't think Bill Clinton has any animosity toward him. But Carter, because of his religious points of view, abhors Clinton's lifestyle. And so won't talk to him. Once in a while you see him shaking hands. But that's about it. I feel that is this is an interesting retrospective on a part of Americana that's important to talk about today. And also other things that I hope bring us together. I went to the Citizens United page because somebody said to me, why are you talking about this? This is a divisive thing and it's the 4th of July. You know what? You're right. As I started to look at all of the things that I have actually never been to the Citizens United website before. So I looked at it for a while, and I thought, you know what? I don't want to go down this street. I don't. It's just, it's all about how bad Obama is, how bad Clinton is, some of the basic things that become sales pieces for a certain point of view. Liberals are all bad, conservatives are all good, which is nonsense. Their headline says, dedicated to restoring our government to citizens' control. That's not what Citizens United, the decision of the Supreme Court, was all about. The Supreme Court decision basically handed and they have, by the way, somebody must be listening to me because it says that something just splashed across the scene. Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court gave America back to its citizens. Nonsense. It gave America to the Koch family and to all of the special interest groups. They can write checks for as big as whatever amount. It's not freedom of speech. It's actually a declaration of war against freedom of speech. So it's simple, and I mean this lovingly. It's simple-minded stuff, control and all that other stuff aimed at a particular group. It's not. There are a lot of these groups around on both sides, and they're not really true followers of fashion. So, okay, I decided not to talk about it. The answer to the question, though, is the, and I just basically explained it, Supreme Court gave, through the Citizens United ruling, the ability for large corporations, large individuals, to give as much money as they wanted to. There was a subsequent Supreme Court decision that actually made it worse. So we don't really have equal representation. We have people that have lots of money, and most people on both sides realize that and now would like to change it. There's a call among many for a conventional, for a constitutional convention to change many of the things in the Constitution that don't work anymore. And whenever I say that, people call and say, what do you mean the Constitution doesn't work? There are plenty of things in the Constitution that just don't work anymore. They just don't. And the Second Amendment is probably one of them, because the forefathers didn't envision the kind of guns that are around today being used by the average ordinary person. So, I mean, it'd be a long road to hoe with our political climate the way it is, for sure. But you just look around, and that's why I made reference in the last half hour to today's astrology lesson, which basically gives us an overview of how cranked up people are. It's a cranky time. It's this week, last week, people are crabby. Have you noticed that? Kara, have you noticed more people are being crabby around? And the traffic jams, by the way, speaking of making people crabby, apparently, from what the AAA says, this past 4 days have been the worst traffic in the history of our country.
I was crabby on Friday. It normally takes me maybe 30, 35 minutes to get home from work. It took me more than an hour to get home on Friday because everybody was leaving to go to the ocean.
Wherever, yeah.
And then I was supposed to go home to my actual parents' house. Mm-hmm. From my apartment, and that normally takes about 35 minutes, but I looked, and that was going to take more than an hour, too. Yeah. So I went to happy hour, and then I wasn't cranky anymore.
I'll drink to that. A lot of drinking going on today. Don't mix fireworks with drinking. I just posted something on my Facebook page about animals, dogs especially, and what happens to them around fireworks. Make sure there are no dogs anywhere near any of the fireworks, because it's horrible for them. Awful, awful, awful. Why would you not think about that? Have a consciousness. If you have a dog who's your pet and your best friend, why would you expose him or her to fireworks? It scares the bejesus out of them. Don't do it. Think about your pet. 44 past the hour on the 4th of July. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen, tender under gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you can save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting GEICO.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As families take to the water this summer, there is reason for extra caution. Nearly 800 children drown each year, and more than half of those are under age 5. Two-thirds of fatal drownings occur between May and August. New research from Save Kids Worldwide and Nationwide's Make Safe Happen program uncovers some common misconceptions that are giving families a false sense of security. Save Kids President and CEO Kate Carr.
Drowning is silent and quick. Parents need to keep their focus on kids in and around water and change the common misconceptions that can lead to drowning.
One misconception parents believe is that they will hear a child in the act of drowning. The fact is, drowning is often silent with little splashing or yelling. Yet half of parents surveyed said if a child was drowning nearby, they would hear it. Save Kids suggests that when with a group, like at a pool party, parents choose a water watcher so everyone is clear who is on duty to watch the kids. For more tips, visit SaveKids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so let's try to figure out what we have in terms of things that we can celebrate together that really reflect the true meaning of the 4th of July. A lot of people don't know that this, the Continental Congress first one, opened on July 2nd, not July 4th. 2 days later, on the 4th, that in a separate document, the Declaration, which had obviously a better press office than did the Continental Congress itself, spelling out the reason for declaring our independence. I love this sentence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, but we don't have that today, do we? Here's a thought. After signing it, they thought they were signing their death warrants because the British put out a hit on them. I guess it's a good thing that they won the war against the British, or we wouldn't. What would we? We'd have a different kind of. We'd all be speaking English, but not the way we speak it now. Right? Think about it for a second. There, a lot of these people put their country before their property, before their family. They changed the world, these men. One wonders if it's enough to have a barbecue in their honor today. It's 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Nobleness.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time here on Good Day. A reminder that we're taking some input from you about whether you think it's a good idea for the availability of, this is a sort of Facebook question, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Twitter at Good Day Show. Good idea to be able to buy fireworks, whether your town ought to allow fireworks to be sold or seen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We put some of your folks, people that you know, maybe people you don't know, with their opinions on, but it's a good way to use some of our social media. And speaking of social media, Facebook has taken a page from GoFundMe. I'll explain how that's going to work in a moment here.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, let's get back to the action here, technology in the focus. Facebook has made it easier for you to do things in the world that are considered good, like GoFundMe does, Facebook not wanting to lose out on some of the action, and because they are losing out. Do you spend as much time, Kara, on Facebook, or what is, I don't think I've ever asked you this, what social media do you prefer?
Well, I use Facebook if I want to see pictures of family or friends, or I use Facebook Messenger most to talk to people. But, yeah, besides that, I use Twitter, or even I go to BuzzFeed a lot to see, like, what's trending in the world. But, yeah, Facebook, I don't use it very much anymore.
No. All right. So maybe this will get you, or people will go there. They launched a new feature over the weekend that lets you start your own fundraising page. At Facebook, people will be able to create personalized pages allowing them to collect donations from their friends for some nonprofit. Now, this is basically, they're taking a page from GoFundMe. What they're doing is seeing how GoFundMe is supported. They see how many people pay attention to GoFundMe, who people are there, and they want to grab some of that action. That's really what this is about.
Yeah, what I'll be interested to see if this becomes people raising money for charities or if this becomes people raising money for themselves.
Yeah.
Because I can't really tell yet if a ton of people will make pages to try and get their friends to donate money to them.
Well, I did, the last GoFundMe I did was to help somebody pay a funeral expense.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily a bad thing because there are tons of people who have, you know, bad situations going on and they could just use a little help, and you're more likely to get that money from friends if they know what's going on than, say, strangers on the internet.
This is how clueless they are at Facebook, and this is maybe why they're losing some starch. As part of the promotion for this, the vice president at Facebook, Naomi Gleit, said, she made reference to doing good, and then the Red Cross was in the same sentence. Well, the Red Cross, first of all, doesn't need a page from GoFundMe or Facebook. They abuse, in my opinion, I notice I underscore that because every time I say this, somebody excoriates me, but that's okay. My experience and my opinion is the Red Cross is not a good place to give your money, to put your money. If you're wanting to give, you look around for things that are a little more specific and that do something that's geared in helping a specific charge rather than something in general. The Red Cross has so much money, they abuse it, frankly. So that would be my advice. Anyway, Facebook, you can look there for things to give to or GoFundMe, either or. That is the word from social media here on Good Day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.